name of one God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Okay, so my first job is to ask you for forgiveness, because that was the short version of the gospel. So let's take 30 seconds, look over it real quick, and catch the other end of that story of Jesus and Peter sitting together on the shore. Because I'm going to talk about it in my sermon. Okay, there we are. But listen to these greetings again. Woman, why do you cry? Greetings. Peace be with you. Three times. Come and have breakfast. Such gentle greetings from Jesus when he appears to Mary Magdalene and then the rest of the disciples. Comforting words. Greetings, peace, and today, come and eat on the shore. Jesus already has the grill going. How soothing it must have been to the disciples to see and hear Jesus Christ in this way after all they had been through in the previous days. This past Sunday, I went with some friends to see a play, a stage adaptation from one of my favorite books, based on this story by Harper Lee, To Kill a Mockingbird. And I never would have thought anyone could do Atticus Finch any better than the great Gregory Peck. But I must say, Richard Thomas, did a fabulous job. There were moments during the play when it felt right and appropriate for a song to break out. It almost had that in-between feel that it could be a musical. But in the show, there was only one song. And I wish I could sing it, but I don't want to terrify anyone, so I'm going to speak the verses. I will exalt you, O Lord, because you have lifted me up and have not let my enemies triumph over me. You brought me up, O Lord, you restored my life as I was going down to the grave. Weeping may spend the night, but joy comes in the morning. The song came at the end of the play. The defendant in the story, Thomas, had been shot and killed trying to escape. The son, Jem, had been knocked out, then rescued by Boo Radley and was recovering up in his room. When Atticus walks over to his desk and notices that his Bible is open to Psalm 30, and he reads it aloud, and then it turns into the song. A beautiful moment when the cast of the community comes together in a song of hope for the future. And yes, that Psalm 30 that David read this morning, coincidence? I tend to not think so, but you be the judges. The disciples wept and grieved when the Lord was killed and buried. During Holy Week, we may have been moved to tears when listening to the Lord's passion. And then came the triumph over death, the resurrection, and the appearances with the disciples. In John's gospel, there is no conclusion, no further instruction for them from last Sunday's reading after Jesus appears again to them all, including Thomas. The scene shifts to many of them on the shore at night, wondering what to do. And how Peter is this? He gets up and says, I'm going fishing. And the rest join him. Now, this fishing trip didn't have to be all that successful. As a matter of fact, it was a flop. It was just something to be doing that was familiar and comforting. But before the fishing was over, Jesus appears and encourages them to try again. The disciples' efforts are rewarded, and they receive a bounty of fish blessings. Jesus has breakfast going when they return, fish and bread, loaves and fishes. And we've heard this story many times, haven't we? And he says to them, bring some of the fish that you just caught and share it. Some portion of your blessings and bring them to the table. Jesus breaks the bread and with the fish shares it. This story is our story. It's what we do here on Sunday mornings. We welcome each other. We learn from the Word. We greet one another with a sign of peace. We break bread. And then we are dismissed into the world, sent forth. As Jesus was sent, so he sends us to do God's work. But not before coffee hour. We need our looser time together, more relaxed. A lot of catching up takes place, stories to tell, family updates, plans for the week ahead. We learn about things that we can pray for on behalf of each other. Yes, we have a break in the service for important announcements, and that's good and important because that's important church business. But I tend to look at coffee hour as the people business. So Jesus and Peter are reclining after their breakfast, and it's kind of like their coffee hour moment. But it's awkward. There is a dark cloud hovering overhead. Peter had denied knowing Jesus 3 times. He knew this. These moments were coming because Jesus foretold this. He could have readied his strength, but on that day, death was on the minds of so many people, as would later be on the soul of Saul as he traveled to Damascus. So 3 times Peter denied, and 3 times when Jesus and Peter are sitting together, asks him, do you love me? We've been told that this is Jesus' peaceful offering to Peter to make good this chance for him, to reaffirm his love for Jesus and renew his commitment to serve Christ. And we can feel Peter's hurt. Jesus forgives us. And Jesus, during this exchange, refers to Peter as Simon, son of John, as he did when they first met and when Jesus first called him. Jesus is taking the two of them back to the start, a new beginning, or the next beginning, or the next, and so on. We receive grace through Jesus' forgiveness from God in new beginnings. Because we can fall into our own denials, and we hurt and we cry, and some of our nights are full of weeping, but joy comes in the morning when we begin our days with peace. Come, have breakfast. Our new days offer up new beginnings. That would make a difference, wouldn't it? Greetings, peace, and even, my friend, why do you cry? I'm here to listen to your fear and your joy. We're getting more chances every day, every week, to get out there and interact. We have to get back into what I've heard called socializing shape. And these greetings for one another, sharing stories. I want to hear you brag about your grandkids. I want to hear about your child who might be graduating either from high school or from college. I'm excited for coffee hour today and to visit and to chat with you and to make that joyful chattering noise. And for those of you watching live from where you are, I look forward to, all of us look forward to seeing you in person again and catching up. Please make an effort to come into Christ Church for a new beginning or a next beginning. Amen.